you in the inheritance, the ayah to Nisa, the end of ayah number 12. And we need to understand in this fact, inshallah ta'ala, what Allah He needs from us. And what Allah He says here, inshallah ta'ala. So, to give you an introduction, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, if He say at the last part, I put it, I said, read underline the tafsir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in this ayah and the end, after Allah distributed all the percentage between all the family members, we know actually the percentage of the children, we know the percentage of the parents, we know the percentage of the husband or the wife if any one of them passed away. So in the end, after everything, and also the brothers, we talk about the inheritance of Al-Jadd, the grandfather. Allah in the ayah number 12, clearly I put it underlined here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْدَيْنٍ غَيْرَ مُضَارٍ وَصِيَّةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ. Go ahead, brother, inshallah ta'ala, read it. Okay. Come on, you are my hero. Come here. Inshallah ta'ala, read it.
Good names.
The last part, put it under English here, inshallah.
From here, this is an ordinance.
Yeah. After.
Okay. After any bequest which was made or debt, as long as there is no detriment caused, this is an ordinance from Allah, and Allah is knowing and forbearing.
Jazakum Allah khair, inshallah. Don't stay, inshallah. In order to understand this in a better way, we have to understand that this is Allah, He says here, and He starts the ayah, the last part of this ayah, ayah Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 12 of Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. Allah, He said, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا. After a bequest, and who made this command to distribute this percentage between the family members or the inheritance? Who made it?
Allah
tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no negotiation about that. There is no one could change any percentage or any distribution among the family member. It is a fixed from Allah. But the problem here, ya akhi, the people, because they know it is fixed, they came in the air, that every law, and Allah has a perfect law all the time, remember. Allah, when He sent the law, He doesn't leave any even percentage for the people to play with His command. Remember this very well. Because it's perfect. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know about whom He created? And He is a Latif al-Khabir. He's perfect. He knows about us in and out. And He knows al-Nafs al-Bashariyya. He knows the humanity. The shaitan will play with them. So, we distribute all the time the inheritance among the members of the inheritors, of the family members. Based on what Allah He said, we cannot. We cannot play with it. But Allah, He says, before you distribute it among the family member, you have to put two things in your consideration. Take it first. وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْدَيْنَ. After a bequest left from the deceased person or a debt. So two things actually we have to take it in our consideration first. Al-wasiyyah, before we start, my children around, all the wife, everybody, the father, mother, a brother, sister, all of them waiting. Before you give them any percentage, you have to open what? Yeah, the wasiyyah, the bequest, the written will, which the deceased person left. So we have to put that. And number two, we put in our consideration also what? The debt. You cannot distribute anything before you're looking for this too. So the people, they know the law of Allah, they don't play game with it. Allah, He said, if for example, husband passed away and he left no children, and his wife, she take one quarter. Right? She has children, or they have children, his wife will take 1/8. Nobody could play with this. But they play with the wasiyyah. The people, they deceived the other with the wasiya and the debt, because they cannot touch the percentage. Allah said that. But because Allah said in the end of the ayah, after you put in your consideration the bequest and the debt, the people came to these two islands and they play with it and they sharing with. I still understand or not understand? No, I am not understanding anything. I have to give you detail for that. So the shatar to play and sharing or deceiving or distribute between the people less money or something like this, it came from this too. The bequest and the debt. How is the people? Allah, He knows about the intention of everyone. So what happened is, if you're deceiving with the people, if I deceive you, Sheikh Saeed, or you're deceiving me, or you're deceiving the community, nothing can happen to you in this life. You may have nothing, no harm. But you don't remember, you're going to stay in the front of Allah in the day of the judgment, and He knows what you did in this life. Maybe I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you don't know what I do, what I did. Maybe I'm looking good in the front of you, but in a matter of fact, I am deceiving you secretly. So the one who knows about me is who?
Allah.
Allah. What you going to do in the day of the judgment? Do whatever you like. Nobody, it's not counted. People here today in this life, they kill, they cheat, they steal, they make to commit an adultery. They do everything. But what you have to do in the day of the judgment? If you escape from the judgment in this life, you cannot escape from the judgment. And this day is very difficult day. 50,000 years and no death. We will stay in the front of Allah. He will count everything against us or for you. Now, example, in order to understand why Allah, He said, after you put in your consideration a pledge, or after any bequest which was made or debt. People, they came to this too, and they start sharing in inheritance. And Allah, He knows. What is that example? Somebody passed away, and he left no children, and he left a wife and brother and sisters. No father, no mother, no children. But he left what?
Wife
and who?
Brother
and sister. According to the Islam, which we learned before in this ayat, if there is no children, how much the wife she will take? One quora. Got it? So now, and he has a brother and sisters. What about the 75% of brother Iqbal? Who takes the 75%? His brother and sisters. You got it? Inshallah, Allah said, no children, and father passed away, mother passed away, but he has a brother and sister. His brother and sister will take the rest. After we give 15% or 25% to the wife, everything will go to the what? This is cost too much harm for who? For the wife. I've been with him 35 years in America, and I sacrificed with him. I raised his children. I did work with him. And in the end, his brother and sister come to take 75% of the inheritance. You got that, Shahali? So what they did? They said, no. No way. No way, this is harm here. What is the harm they do? In order to reduce the amount for the brother and sister, they fabricate debt or fabricate bequest. They came with a wait a second. Here is a bequest from the husband. The husband say here bequest, and they sign for him and they make it notary, whatever they can. They make it and they bring it at a time, you distribute. Don't stop before you distribute anything. The man, he said, the one who has passed away, I give a writ or a bequest, whoever open it and distribute my will or my bequest or assets. I borrow $20,000 from my wife before I die, and if something happened to me, you have to give this loan to who? To raise what? To increase who? To increase the wife, because what? 75% is going to his brother and sister? No way! So they fabricate a paper through loan, through anything, and then after that, so the people, when they saw a written will came from the deceased person, what they gonna do? They said, you know, we cannot do anything. Okay, here is a $20,000 in order to reduce who? To reduce the percentage of who? Of the brother. Playing game with Allah. And if they do that, where are they gonna go from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Or him himself, he fabricated this. And he said, for example, I will do that in order to increase the money for my wife. Because I know I left $1 million. She gonna have only $250,000. And $750,000 will go to my brother. So he wrote that he borrowed money from his wife. And we have to do something before we distribute the inheritance. We have to give what first? Huh? The debt. So the debt is the R for who? For the wife first, in order to reduce their percentage. That is an example like this. I'm going to tell you about this. Another example. Another example. This is harm for his brother and sister. To fabricate some contract, whatever it is. Example number two. A father, he looked to all his children. And he loved one of them too much. And he said, in order to favor this son, this is my son. He loved me. But all this, there are devils. My children are devils. Everyone looking for his own benefits. My daughter, she married someone and actually they want to take my money. And none one of them deserve. I was sick. They never take care about me. Only one beloved son. Or only one beloved daughter. She tried to favor her more than the others. So what did he do? Before he knows that his inheritance will be distributed for all the children. Because this is the law of Allah. You cannot. One of the brothers in this masjid came to me and he cried. He told me, my father. Because he kicked out the elder brother out of the house. And he has two buildings in Astoria. Then after that he passed away. And he wrote in his will that all his assets only will go to the other three sons, excluding the biggest one or the oldest one. Why? Because he did not listen to him. He fight with him. He so and so they fight it. So he wanna take him out. Even if he has a problem between you, this is a different issue. Allah will punish him because he is an undutiful or not a dutiful son. Allah will charge him, but you cannot exclude him. He say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, he deserves a part of the assets of his father. Now, so what did he do? He came to the eldest son. I love him too much. Wallahi, I will punish all the children. They will not take anything from me. And I tried as much as I could to fail or give it to my elder son. So what did he do? He made a contract of sale. He has two buildings, for example. He make a contract of sale before he passed away. He said, this is actually the seller and the buyer, and they wrote the amount. So when exactly nobody knows anything about this sale. And when he passed away, when they opened the paperwork, they found, subhanAllah, the building has been sold to the eldest one, oldest son. So what about us? Nothing for us. And that's what happened to from the children. What they gonna say? May Allah curse my father. May Allah punish my father. Is that right or not, Sheikh Ali? May Allah curse him. May Allah punish him. Exactly how he come? Exactly he sold it and never told us. Here is a paper. Excuse me. And this paper, no, nothing done in sale. Nothing done in buyer. That's between both of them because he favored this. This is haram in Islam. This is the hellfire in Islam. We cannot accept a lot of things like this between the Muslim. Remember this issue. Wallahi, a lot of this between the Muslim, a lot of this problem. They took this disadvantage against the others, harming the others, to exclude them from the inheritance. So what happened in the end, the result? The older one, he takes the building, or he takes the land, or he takes the bank account, and then after that, nothing for the others. This is will be a hellfire in the end. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِالْعَظِيمِ. This is fabricated contract. And Allah, he knows the intention. Number two, We know in wasiyah, as we know, explained before, not to proceed or to give more than what. If you want to make wasiyah, a bequest before you die. If you want to favor any fuqara, poor, hospital, Quran, masjid, not to exceed what?
One third.
Because you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clear in Bukhari and Muslim. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna Allah a'ta لكل حق ذي حق ولا وصية لوارث." Allah gives each and every one of the member of the family member his right percentage. This is fair, just from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, justice from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet said in the end of the hadith, no wasiyah, no bequest for anyone originally deserve inheritance. You cannot give him. You may find the father, he will give more for any one of his children through the bequest. If they are a member of inheritance, you cannot do or you cannot give them any percentage more. Because you're going to favor one over the others. Because you're going to increase the inheritance for one over the others. You cannot give him any bequests. If they deserving earth or inheritance, you cannot give him any bequests or any written will extra. Except 100 lives. Yeah, Brother Saeed, I have like three children or something. That's three children. One of them, I help him in marriage. I help him what? In marriage. Or two sons, or one daughter, or one son, they already finished the education. So in order to let your children finish the education, you spend what? Money for them, right? Now, still you have the little one. Watch out for this very well, underline. You still have the little one, and you are alive today. And the other, the elder, or the son and the daughter, if you have another daughter, they already graduated. You spend the money for them. So it is obligation upon you to take some money, save some money, or have a bequest. I give this $10,000 to my son Muhammad to finish the education. So he has extra more than inheritance. He will be equal to the other brother and sister in inheritance. This is different issue. But you must write down a certain amount of money to complete his education. Or you help them in marriage before Ya Sheikh Ali. You help your elder son. And you still you have another children. You help him in marriage. You must treat them equally and save the same money, and you give them the same wage. Before you make your requests, or you write a written will, you have to say, this money belongs to my son or my daughter to complete the education or to marry, to be equal like the older one. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? This is allowed in Islam, to give them a request extra more than the percentage which they will deserve it if the father or the mother passed away, inshallah ta'ala. That is actually, it's upon the niyyah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالثُلُثُ كَثِيرٌ, and third of your bequest for the other fuqara, poor or orphan or anything, is too much. The Prophet said, it's kathir. Kathir, it's mean, is a lot. If you make it less than third, it will be right. Why? Because if you take in third to have right to distribute this money for whom you will, actually that means you're reducing the percentage for your regular family members. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he mentioned that, he said the thuluth, the third, are so much. So if you make it less than that, it's fine. And Allah knows about in your intention. Maybe you wrote the third, Brother Iqbal, in order to banish your children and give Allah this our devil, this kid, these children, Allah, they deserve to be burned. None one of them is good. We have this between the Muslims today. None one of them is dutiful. So he wrote the one third maximum for somebody else, not because he loved the poor, Not because he loved the hospital, not because he loved the masjid, but he did that for one purpose, in order to reduce who? Reduce and punish what? His children. So this is Allah knows about the intention. This is another corruption that people does today in this life. This is what that's why Allah said, غَيْرَ مُضَارَ. Mudar mean without receiving any harms or disadvantage against caused against anyone. So Allah, He knows about your intention. You did that for because of the poor. You did that because you love the masjid. You did that so, or you want to punish your children because none one of them qualify to take anything from his property, from his assets, or so He punished them through the third. That's actually, and we will continue from this inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. The time is over. We'll complete inshallah ta'ala the topic. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to understand the Quran. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to love each other fi sabilillah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to complete His house and to build the Masjid Manhattan. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us tawfiq. Allahumma a'tina tawfiq. Allahumma hablana min ladunka tawfiqan. Allahumma aj'alu khalisan li wajhika al-kareem. Ya Allah, make this project sincerely for you, Allah. Ya Allah, help us and to cooperate and to be united to build your house, Ya Allah. There is no success except your success, Ya Allah. Help us to continue this, to make it for you, Ya Allah, only alone. Ask Allah Ta'ala to accept this in our good deeds. Ask Allah Ta'ala to give victory for the Islam everywhere and to make all the Muslims to be united and save all our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh and save all our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Iraq and Syria and Somalia and Burma and Philippines and everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah Ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah Ta'ala to increase all our knowledge, to make all of us understand the Quran and to read the Quran in a day and in the afternoon. Ask Allah Ta'ala to protect all our children and to save them from the shaitan, to save all of us from the invasion, from the fitna, from the bid'ah in this life. Ask Allah to save us and to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to be saved from the hellfire, to be saved from the bunch in the grave. We ask Allah Ta'ala to be saved from the shaitan for all the Muslims everywhere. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.